So hi, welcome to Noise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with
I'm Pat.
I'm Colin.
I'm Matt.
And we're House and Home.
And my name's Joe.
And I'm Matt.
And we're both in Sunset.
I have some questions to say about their new EP Split. So congrats on that. By the way, how do you guys feel about their sponsorship so far?
It's been awesome. I feel like both of our bands have gotten more attention off of this than we have in anything we've released, which is cool because it's just a couple songs each, so that's gotta be doing something right
for sure. Well, the EP rocks. Both bands crush it.
Thank you.
Of course.
So how did this EP, the Split, actually come to form, and what made you guys put the Split together?
So Pass and Home and Sun Title have known each other for like over 5 years now. We've toured together and played shows together for a long time, and we've always just been like really close as friends and as bands. And then Joe moved to Richmond, Matt joined Sun Title as their drummer too. It just kind of felt like, why not? It's something that we would all enjoy doing, and we love supporting each other's bands, and we like the music that we all write. So
yeah, it was kind of one of those things where like Sun Title was sitting on three songs that we weren't sure what to do with because we didn't want to like wait too long to put them out and just sit on these things for forever. And then House and Home was already planning studio time, and we were already writing and demoing and doing stuff like that, and then just kind of lined up perfectly for it all to happen.
Fair enough. And is there any meaning behind the cover art?
Meaning not necessarily. Wyatt from Ridgeway did the cover art for us and crushed it. We just liked his art for a long time, and his name was kind of thrown in the hat when we were trying to think of who to commission to do it, and it was a pretty easy decision. He rocks, he kills it. So
Bucker just looks badass.
Hell yeah. So can you guys tell us a little bit about your writing process for this Split?
As far as House and Home goes, we tried something a little different. We're sitting in the studio that we did the our two songs in, and we got in here like a few nights a week for a few weeks and just demoed in front of the computer, just running Pro Tools, just coming up with ideas. And we'd never really written like that, and it worked out really well for one song. And then the second song we wrote, which turned into Cellophane, we were bouncing ideas back and forth in the control room and coming up with stuff, but something wasn't really like clicking. We all weren't stoked on it. And so we got a little frustrated, and then we took a break, all went home, hung out with our girlfriends and got dinner. And then we came back at like 9 at night and all set up in the live room in the other room and played together. And that like changed the energy completely. And we had the skeleton of Cellophane in like all of like 30 minutes.
God damn.
Yeah.
What about for Sun Title?
For Sun Title. So before Sun Title moved to Richmond, we were really, it was just a skeleton crew of me and someone else, our old bassist. And so we were just writing with like friends, like old past members and like fill-in members, and we were just like, yo, let's just demo these songs and see what happens. And we demoed them with Jake from Webwing, and he liked the drum sounds from the room so much that he was like, might be cool if you know, like track guitars over these, and then we'll just keep going from there. And yeah, that's how it happened. But we wrote all those songs in my living room in New Jersey. And yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Sounds good. So, what song off this Split took the longest to write, and which one is each of your own personal favorite?
Took the longest to write?
I guess At the Bottom took longer.
Yeah. At the Bottom took longer just start to finish writing that song. Cellophane took longer as a whole, just because we were writing a completely different song that we put to the side before we actually started writing that song. But probably, so I guess technically at the bottom, my favorite song off the split is At Your Feet by Sun Tidal.
Okay.
Probably At Your Feet. It wasn't really, I don't know if at first I was vibing with the song. And then we just kept building on it, and it became easily the coolest Sun Tidal song that exists right now, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. And favorites across the board for you guys.
That's tough.
I don't know.
I'd say at the bottom for House and Home.
For House and Home, I'd say at the bottom. And then for Sun Tidal, I'd say Bad Luck. It's about Joe's extremely bad luck.
I don't. That's a tough one because I really like all the songs on there. I'd say my favorite to play is probably Cellophane, but trying to pick one is a tough one for sure.
I think my favorite of the two of ours is probably. It is tough, but Cellophane, I think, by just a tiny bit, just I like that. We finally figured out how to pull off the vocals to that song live.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for this question, I want each of you to pick your favorite lyric off the EP and tell us the meaning behind it.
Oh, Lord.
And if it's going to be too much, favorite instrumental part, but the vocalists, you can't cop out with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We don't know the lyrics.
That's why I threw it in there, because of your reaction. I was like, we could be here a long time if we don't give him the cop out.
Yeah.
Oh, the lyrics.
I think we keep joking about Bad Luck because there was like a PR questionnaire that Becky from Big Picture sent us, and it was like, explain what each of the songs is about. And Joe for Bad Luck wrote, Bad Luck is about my parentheses, Joe. Extremely bad luck.
We're not smart.
Favorite lyric. I was pretty proud of in Cellophane, the second verse, where it's I fill my days with a broken levee and hold my breath till my friends forget me. It's just about like feeling like you are trying to do so much all at once that you don't have time for yourself or anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I don't know, I was pretty stoked on that one.
I think my what's the cup, what's that cup line that you say in the second verse?
Oh, I'd raise my glass if my hands would let me. It's half as full, but it's twice as heavy.
Yeah, I think that one's my favorite lyrically.
Shit.
That's a line. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the bridges for both songs are just my favorite part of either.
Oh, I forgot about the bridge at the bottom too. I like that one a lot. Kindness that I don't deserve. You dodge the blows and pinch the nerves. That's the hands I use to turn the dirt, but I keep digging.
Another bar.
Yeah, that's
why do I remember them?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I can't remember songs.
I have
like lyrics.
I have sets over
unless I'm lyric. Playing it. Probably for Sunside was probably At Your Feet, and it's Pick My Skin Until It Bleeds, Disassociate. Just literally because that's literally like the fingers, my finger. I consistently just like anxiously pick at all the time.
Yeah,
it's another Something bar.
Super real,
another bar
to me.
Hell yeah! All right,
out here. Can we answer the instrument question too?
Yeah, go right.
I like what?
Oh, that, no, I mean that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say for drums, it's the fill before the bridge in Cellophane, where you just kind of go crazy. Yeah. Or just like the opening fill and at the bottom goes kind of crazy.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about earlier when I was talking about the bridges. Just drumming. I feel like the bridges are definitely my favorite parts of both songs to play.
Watching him track those drums was crazy too, because we did it in this studio while construction was going on in the live room. So it's like this giant just stripped down room that's just like wooden rafters everywhere, and it was like super reverberant and like live sounding. It was cool.
Awesome. I want to hype myself up. But I love playing the second verse in At the Bottom.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
It's a cool part.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right.
Anyway,
so would you guys be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're putting together CP?
These are good questions, Dan.
These are good questions.
I was prepared for like all the other questions we've been answering so far.
Yo, can you tell us the meaning behind the EP title?
I think more so than ever the past year or two, House and Home, at least, I mean, Sun Title too, from what I can tell, but I know for a fact we like have been more so focused on doing this sustainably as a career than we ever have been. Like, we're very much like, this is what we want to do. We're ready to drop everything and just do it. So I think, and we work with Will Beasley, who has a really good way of making you feel like the most capable musician in the world when you're recording with him. So it was very much like, at least for me, it was like, I'm proud of what we've done so far. How do we completely fucking blow it out of the water? Like, kind of just setting the bar as high as we could and seeing if we can hit it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, for Sun Title, it's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah.
Just trying to ride the wave that is music and picking and choosing when to push and when to pull.
So many bars in this interview.
What was our headspace putting this EP together?
Oh, like collectively.
Collectively. I mean, we were on tour when I think, right?
And
when we were, I mean, we were finalizing artwork.
That's, yeah, that's right. Because you guys were on tour. And then when you got home, Matt brought up the idea of doing a split. And then we finalized the idea when House and Home was on tour over Zoom.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. I was just like, someone said, hey, we should do this. And everybody was like, yeah.
I feel like I was in my house just like smoking weed. As and
that's when you came up with the idea, though.
Yeah. I think I can't remember if I called Pat first or if
you
I
think you might have called me.
Or if it was, well, I don't think we'd talked about it. And I don't know, maybe I did call you.
You did call me because then you said you were going to bring it to practice.
Yeah, because then at practice, we talked about it. And before I could even get it out, Jesse was like, split. I was like, yep, there you go.
There's the EP title.
Yeah. Wasn't even supposed to intentionally be like the title. We were just like, it's a split. Yeah. And put it on Spotify as split. And now everybody's like, split. And we're like, oh, sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. A split.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you guys recommend your fans to listen to this EP for the first time? Should you do in the car with friends and dark with headphones on? Is workout EP, party EP? What do you guys personally recommend?
In your room alone with the lights off. God, these questions are good.
It's a tough one. I feel like my favorite place just to like listen to music for the first time is honestly just like driving the van on tour.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I feel like that's usually where one of us is kind of like, oh, hey, this just came out. Like, can I throw this on real quick? And we all kind of just like sit there on the road and digest all that. And then like afterwards, you know, people will be like, oh, you know, I really like this song, or that was either really cool, or, you know, maybe not my most favorite thing that's by this artist.
Yeah. To add to that is like in the van is like, I feel like when you listen to something for the first time, you honestly won't skip it. And like every song gets a chance.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, yeah, listen to it while you're driving.
Yeah.
Sacred space.
Probably like with, so like to water it down, maybe like with friends that understand and appreciate smaller artists. Then like I feel like those people are more inclined to like actually give everything a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a book club thing, you know?
Yeah, because I've like I've tried to show friends like other like friends bands and stuff like that that we've met on the road, like when we're at the house all hanging out or something like that, and usually I feel like it's like the attention isn't there for it. Like somebody at some point start talking about it, and then it just like snowballs into like a completely separate conversation. So I definitely feel like in the van is the best place where like everybody's just like in it for what it is at the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, sounds good. So this one should be super, super quick off the top of your heads. I want you guys to describe this EP for new listeners in three words. Three words each, no more, no less.
Dope as fuck.
Damn. Okay.
God. Oh, it's gonna be a little quicker.
It said quick.
Loud quick. And good.
All right.
Oh god.
Music for people.
I was just gonna say loud music for dummies. Yeah, I don't know. I play drums. Words are not my forte when it comes to
I play drums.
Dude, it sounds.
Those are three words.
Oh,
there you go. Yes.
I have an actual answer. I'd say at our best. I think this is the best either of our bands.
Your feet at the bottom. Best.
Cellophane.
Perfect.
Bad book.
Beautiful.
All right. So in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the EP?
I think we try to keep in mind how things are going to translate live. And we love when parts or lyrics hit really hard and we know it's going to get a reaction at a show. So personally, that's what I want people to think of is like, I want to go see this band play these songs. Like that's my goal.
For people that have never heard of us, I want them, if these are the first songs they hear, I want them to like be caught off guard, kind of. I want them to be more excited that they put it on and kind of shocked in a way where they weren't expecting what they hear.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we got a really cool DM from the sound dude at the last House and Home show.
Oh, that was cool.
Which, like, you know, usually I feel like with sound guys, it's just like, you know, just professional relationships. Like, everything sound good. Yes, thank you. Everything sounded awesome before you leave for the night. And then, like, that's pretty much like the end of the interaction there. Mm-hmm. But this dude, like, he messaged us recently and was just like, hey, like, after like mixing y'all at the show and everything, like, I haven't been able to stop listening to it. Like, hopefully we get to work together again in the future and like all this stuff. And it was just really cool to hear somebody who like, for the most part, like, you know, you never see those dudes again unless say it's like a local guy that you see every now and then for local shows. Like, but yeah, it was just really cool to hear that from him.
Shout out Curtis at Kings in Raleigh.
Mm. Hell yeah. Shout out.
Hell yeah. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I guess music is subjective. So it's like open to interpretation. Whatever you want it to be, that's what it is, you know?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay. So are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this EP, positive or negative?
Cellophane, aside from the one I mentioned earlier, Cellophane remained challenging, especially when we got to doing the vocals. At the bottom, we kind of pre-prod the vocals and it was just like big catchy chorus, cool, just make it catchy, and it was like pretty kind of wrote itself kind of thing. And then we got to Cellophane and the melodies that we were putting down were like fine, but nobody was really stoked on it. And I personally got like pretty frustrated because I was tracking vocals and I was like, I need to step out for a second. Mm-hmm. And then when I got back, Matt and Joey had just like brainstormed for like 10 minutes and like completely transformed the song vocally. And I was like, it went from being not good enough to being like, oh, holy shit. Like,
yeah, that one was because, yeah, that like, I'm personally not a big fan. And like the rest of these guys know this. I'm not a big fan of writing stuff in the studio because I am very much the kind of person where like I like to sit on ideas for like a week before I even like show them to anybody else. And like it's just such a short amount of time to like get a final product done without like thinking on it at all. And just like kind of go off what Pat was saying, it was like a lot of things where we lay down one idea for like a chorus, and then I think we like the original chorus is like ended up being the bridge for Cellophane. And yeah, there were just like a bunch of different ideas that we had, but we couldn't really figure out where to place them. And so, like, even just finding that chorus melody took us like a week, I want to say, or something after like the rest of the song was like completely finished. We had the entire thing. It just needed a chorus melody. And so that part was a little frustrating, I think, for everybody, just like trying to figure out what we wanted to do for that while also not being in the studio.
As soon as we found the melody that everybody was like, that's the chorus, it was like a giant exhale. We're like, thank God. So to go back, Cellophane definitely took longer. Like,
Longer to
definitely did.
record, I want to say. Like, At the Bottom was definitely like we spent the most time like writing that one,
That one in the studio came out easier as to, like, just to put down because it was more ready. I remember before Pat started Cellophane, I was just like laying down looking at the ceiling like, we're done, we suck now. What if I was like, what are we gonna do? Because we had hardly any time left to pre-pro this song that we were supposed to have ready, and we just luckily threw something at the wall and it stuck.
Yeah, I mean, for Sun Title, I feel like for the most part, I make sure that it, like, I try to make sure that it's the easiest process possible when it comes to the band. So, like, these songs, I mean, were probably demoed, like iPhone demoed in a room. If I go back far enough, there's probably like four different versions of each song. And then we kind of, when we brought them in to Jake, we kind of picked and choose what we liked. And then we actually ended up recording the vocals with Pat for the EP. And that's probably the hardest part. And it was super easy. So yeah, I feel like Sun Title was like pretty like straightforward band, you know, it's like plug and play kind of deal where it's just like, all right, we know this is gonna work, so
They're
we can
professionals.
Yeah. No roadblocks for Sun Title.
No, I mean, there's plenty of roadblocks,
This
but like,
band shit's easy.
but I don't know, I'm making it sound way easier than it actually was, but it, I don't know, it was just like.
My standout moment for your recording process was recording vocals in the like spare office space in my apartment, and like hitting. I remember exactly. It was
The one course.
you know what I'm talking about. It was like Joe was like, "I can't sing that," and I was like, "Yes, you can." And then he tried it. He was like, "Oh, I can sing that."
But yeah, subtitles. Loud music for dummies. So.
True.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
All right. So for this question, I want you to picture you're on tour, you're at a gas station for a rest stop. What is your snack of choice?
Oh, dude, thank God.
I asked my coworkers this like yesterday. This is crazy.
Nobody ever asked.
Dude, I'm ready.
Okay.
I already figured
You
mine
go
out.
for it.
So is this including a beverage?
Yeah.
Sure. No.
Oh, if I'm picking a bevy, I'm getting me a Gator Light. It's like the Gatorade Pedialyte.
Okay.
Oh, and if I'm getting a little snack, probably it depends on if I'm trying to like feel better that day. If I'm trying to
Yeah,
feel better,
how bad am I
yeah.
trying to
If
feel?
I'm like a piece of shit that day, I'll get like some kind of candy or something, like a Pop Tart or, dude. There's these like protein pastries that you can get. They're so good. I'll either do that, or if I'm like trying to feel better, I'll get like maybe like a small fruit cup or something.
All right.
I love a Gatorlight. A Gatorlight or in the morning, the Ghost Energy.
Oh,
Love those. Either the
dude.
fish, the cherry limeade, or the Mangarita one. Oh no, Phase Pop. I lied. Phase Pop's the best one.
You just gotta phase up.
I weirdly enough, I love the little like Hostess cupcake things, but no. But the it's weird. The orange one.
That's worse.
Oh,
I know what Pat's talking about.
I know
I
what
love
you're
talking about. No,
disgusting. If
no.
I'm
Like
trying to
I'm
be,
backing him on
if I'm
this.
trying to be not like a total garbage human, Beef jerky is really good.
Yeah.
Sunflower seeds are really good.
Yeah.
And oh, the what's those protein bars? Bear Bell protein bars are
Oh
really
my,
put me onto those. Those are
they're
really
so
good.
good.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I'm second guessing this whole band thing now.
Yeah, no, I think we
I'm
should just scrap the
sorry,
interview,
Orange.
honestly.
Orange
Y'all
Hostess.
can hate.
It's
I'm gonna be in the
probably
back bench eating
nothing.
my cupcakes, dude.
If it's in the morning, a Gatorade Light or electrolyte. I'm like an electro. I like electrolyte more than Gatorade Light.
The Wawa like brand ones are pretty good.
Yeah, they're okay. But some point of caffeine. I've been on a ghost kick lately too, and some form of nicotine, for sure.
That's my
Okay. Yum.
This meal prep shit is easy.
And maybe like a veggie cup, like carrots and like celery, cherry tomatoes with like ranch. And if it's at night, all of that, but maybe a White Claw.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Going Dots, honey mustard pretzels.
Oh, I thought you meant like the
No, no,
Oh,
sir.
that's still better than Orange Hostess cupcake.
I was gonna say, yeah, I'd
On
rather take that.
We're going largest bag of Twizzlers I can find.
Oh.
Whatever, like, just to try and get something healthy, I will get like whatever like pineapple cup they have, just because those are like pretty easy to eat in the van. Then for drinks, I feel like I'm usually either going Arnold Palmer, or if there's like a weird like Fanta or like Sunkist flavor that I have not seen before, I'm getting that every time.
Oh yeah. All
Yo,
right.
Wawa little fruit and cheese prepackaged things are really good if
Yeah.
you're trying to be slightly healthier. I get those pretty often.
Those are good.
There's the breakfast burritos from Love's too, like the little ones, the 2 for $6.
Not the beef one.
Not the beef one.
Don't do the beef one.
Oh.
What's wrong with the beef one?
There's some history there.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about
No, it's okay.
All right.
So for these last couple of questions, we're actually going to shift away from music, if that's okay with you guys.
That's totally
Yeah.
fine.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So we're actually going to go straight to death row.
Boom.
So if you're on death row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I know
Oh,
exactly what you're
every single time we go to Florida,
going
to
one place that I demand
say. Yep.
we
Okay.
go every single time, and it's in a very small like part of South Florida. It is called CR Chicks, and it is like just one of those places that, like, ever since I was a kid, 'cause I was born in South Florida before I moved to Virginia, like, I feel like at any like family gathering or anything like that, CR Chicks would be like the one thing that was like guaranteed. And so going back, it is like an absolute must have anytime we are like anywhere near there. And so it's definitely going to be CR Chicks for me. For drinks, I don't even know, because CR Chicks, it's just like penne pasta chicken, and like you can get
A
like,
glass of silver
yeah,
chicken.
I'd probably just like
Oh.
drink the sauce, I guess. Like, I don't know, I have no idea.
Oh,
Fair
okay.
enough.
I swear by it.
It's
You can't
It's good.
forget
Okay. I'll never know. I'll
the
never
bev. Wow,
know.
there are some restaurants where the sauce is so good it could be the bev. So I'll back him up on that.
Like last meal possible. I don't know. 'Cause I just all food's good, so but
Damn right.
I was gonna say Dempsey's.
Yeah.
There's this like random spot like about 45 minutes outside of Kansas City, Missouri, like next to a Casey's gas station in the middle of nowhere.
Is that wing spot that you took us to?
No, that's 520 wings. Oh, I forgot
That's in
about I forgot
Georgia.
about 520 wings too. Oh man,
Oh my
see?
God.
And then there's that place in San Diego with good soup.
Dude, no, it's a meal. You can get one from every place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
No.
All right. Well, then we're going triple meat platter from Dempsey's. We're going the 12 wing platter and fries from 20 wings, and then the spicy edamame from the
Ooh.
place in San Diego
with
that
some sake.
With some sake. That was crazy.
And a drink with that?
Sake.
Sake. Yeah.
Sake.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's I like went to a fancy cocktail bar one time in Denver by myself. Because like I was this was before Matt was in the band. I just needed to get away from everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Got like some fancy cocktail that was like had like a wine float. It was like a whiskey cocktail. It had a wine float on it and it was crazy. So maybe that.
This is hard. I like red meat a lot.
Ready.
Dude.
I know you're I second both of yours.
I started thinking about it.
Texas Day Brazil.
I feel like this is kind of a collective death row meal at this point. So I'm gonna throw in a giant double jalapeno burger from P. Terry's in Austin, Texas.
Oh, P. Scary.
P. Scary from it's a this burger stand in Austin, Texas, and it's awesome. With whatever draft beer they have on tap at prison.
All right.
Okay.
You're getting toilet wine.
Yeah. Oh.
Dude, I'm so not ready for this.
You've had so long to think.
Like
yeah, I was vegetarian for like 7 years, and I just started eating meat like a few months ago. So my world is all opened so. Again. I'd either just get like a big chicken burrito, or dude, I'll just get a Caniac combo.
Oh yeah,
McTurkey.
Dude, I'd probably just get the Caniac meal.
A Caniac combo.
Yeah.
Caniac combo. That's Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We just got a
guy in here.
Okay. So, hot take. I'm actually a Raising Cane's hater.
So is my girlfriend. Yeah.
Nice to meet you guys.
What's your least favorite part?
Everything.
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 Question. You don't like the toast?
No, it's so strange.
Or the sauce?
Their mascot's a dog.
Dude, the sauce sucks ass. I'm sorry. That's like a hot take,
I'm
but it's
closing
like.
This
Bro, the chicken's unseasoned and the sauce isn't good enough to carry the whole thing. That's my take. The fries were okay.
You have a chicken place over Raising Cane's that you would go then.
A chicken place over Raising Cane's? Dude, yeah. I'd literally take like any wing shop, any like Chick-fil-A, I'd take that over it.
Oh.
Like, come on, man. Anything.
All right, if you got hot takes, Whataburger or In-N-Out?
Whataburger.
Yay!
Yes! In-N-Out was like so ridiculously mid. It was just a burger. I'm sorry.
It's good for what it is, where you're at the time you're at, you know. Like, I feel like I've only ever been at an In-N-Out past like 11, but like, I'll go to Whataburger for lunch. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like, respectable place.
Yeah, like, I take Del Taco over Taco Bell.
Oh,
see, I think Del Taco is mid.
See,
that's awful.
That's a tough one because I love Taco Bell, but Del Taco.
Yeah.
No, I saw Del Taco.
Del Taco.
Only if like Del Taco had a Crunchwrap, it would be like miles better. But the Crunchwrap is the only thing that's keeping them like close.
Not made with any love whatsoever.
Oh,
Taco's made.
Was that Taco? For my drink though, I'd pick like a Cheerwine or something.
Ooh, Cheerwine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hell yeah.
I have one more death row meal.
You're
all going to agree with me though.
You're dead now.
anything off the menu from the Purple Onion in Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes.
Yeah, that place rocks.
There's,
you can get anything.
There's multiple Purple Onions though. It's there's
come,
one that
we've come to find.
Yeah, we figured this out. Sometime we'll figure this out on one of our last tours because we were staying in Birmingham. And there's like an actual like Purple Onion like restaurant that's only open to like 11 or 12, I think. And we like, I was devastated because I wanted to go so bad. But then there's like a Purple Onion eatery that's open to like 3 or 4 a.m. And that's where it's at.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's where you want to go.
Shout out Spires from Wielded Steel for showing me Purple Onion.
Hell yeah. All right. So if you could live in one fiction world for a week, where would you live?
Ooh.
I'd live in Harry Potter.
How's you?
One.
Yeah, Great Britain's not real. they made that shit up. I haven't seen it yet.
In London. It's Tuesday.
Oh. Oh, you're Cauldron is real?
Well,
you going to Hogwarts?
Fictional world for day for a year?
For a week.
For a week.
Oh fuck, maybe that's not long enough. Because I
Yeah,
can't learn
I need to
anything in a
learn
week.
spells.
Probably Hobbiton. What do they call it?
Oh,
The
I'm going
Shire.
to Quahog with Family Guy. They killed Brian.
Wait, that's the fucking dog.
I know he's dead.
Wait, they did just.
What?
He's back.
I
They
know.
killed him. It's like
Oh.
three episodes, like 4 years ago.
He died. Did you guys see
Probably like,
It's
oh,
so
probably
far.
like Avatar,
He's gonna say
Last
like,
Airbender world.
yeah.
Say Marvel Universe.
I'd love to be an Airbender. That'd be tight.
Airbender, okay. I was just about to ask what element, but yeah, air's fair. Yeah.
I'll shave my head. I don't care.
Why the fuck no?
Yeah.
That's so tough. Because, I don't know. Because I'm always, stuck between, Star Wars or Harry Potter. And I just don't know which one.
You choose Star Wars and you're just a farmer on
Yeah.
Tatooine.
I just live in the desert.
All right.
Yeah, Harry Potter for that
Harry
reason.
Potter. What house are you?
I'm a Gryffindor from
Gryffindor?
what I've been told on the tests.
Okay.
The tests don't
Okay.
lie,
Yeah.
so they say.
If we
Apparently.
one of the houses, you're Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff,
Oh,
Slytherin.
Hufflepuff represent.
Oh,
Yeah.
well,
You're
those
clever.
vibes.
I don't know. Just chill,
dude.
That's not that's Slytherin's anti
No, they're
culture.
chill.
No, they're fine. They're fine. They're fine. They're just like
You're not
determined and cunning.
inherently evil if you're a Slytherin. You're just like
A little
cunning.
evil.
You can be.
Damn, dude. Is this what you guys said? Is this how you see me?
This is really telling. It's
Yeah.
awful. God. So I have the honor of asking the last question. Every single person we've spoken to has actually said it is the most important question. What is your favorite color?
I love like a forest green, like a jewel tone, like dark green.
I can go blue. Had a
Blue.
dog named Blue. Like, it's just a good color.
It's my boy.
Big color purple. Do you know it's hard? I don't know.
God, there's so
It's
many.
real stomp. It's a real
Yeah.
stomper.
Yeah.
There's like
You
so
read
many
off the
different
Pantone color code.
pros. I'll say blue just
Not blue.
to be simple.
Yeah,
To
blue was always my answer when I was like a kid growing up. So I still
Yeah.
love it, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I like lavender too. That's nice
Ooh.
to look at.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude,
Love lavender.
gold.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So as Gloria said, that's all the questions you have to say. Is there anything that you guys would like to plug?
Both of us are going to be on tour this year. House and Home is going out with Standstill in March. We will have more dates to announce pretty soon. Listen to the split. Yeah.
What Pat said, listen to Split. Sunset will be pretty busy at the end of the year. Writing music right now. Loud Music for Dummies.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, thank you for sitting down, guys. This has been House and Home and Suntitle, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.